know a police officer who is in need of help, contact us.
Randy, I know you're in transit. We'll let you get to it, my friend. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again.
You got it. Anytime, Kevin.
Randy Sutton, 30-plus years on the job with Metro, and really a good guy, and in my view, a hero. He's one of these guys that public service is in his blood. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? I promise never to take more money than you.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom, so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what's the next step after Kevin McCarthy spends an hour meeting with the president in the Oval? Kevin McCarthy talked about it during a news conference just about an hour ago.
Polling, the greatest fear people have is government. They want their government to actually work. We have a government that's designed. We have a government that the American public decided to have a check and balance, where Republicans in charge of the House, Democrats in the Senate, he has the presidency. So I believe the most sensible way to do this is we sit down together and we start talking. Yesterday, I know before he said he wouldn't negotiate, but yesterday was a very nice conversation for more than an hour. Didn't mean we agreed, but we staked out different positions, and I think at the end of the conversation between both of us, we thought, you know what? This is worthwhile to continue. We're going to continue it.
So you're going to continue.
He's got to come back to the
other. Classified documents. We've seen pressure in the Senate right now, threats to the Biden administration in order to get that briefing, specifically from Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Intel Committee. Does the House have its own plans to apply pressure on the Biden administration in order to get the briefing that Congress is required to?
I mean, this is, take away the what we're talking about, but the House and Senate have a constitutional right to oversee this. These agencies do not have a right to withhold information to members of Congress, and especially in the Intel Committee. So you will see members inside the House Intelligence Committee to join with the senators as well. It's just purely the jurisdiction of Congress.
Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, meeting with the media just about an hour ago. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 131, I just checked the incident sheet here, and there's several crashes to look out for right now. Southbound Rancho at Sahara, that's in the early stages. Southbound Rainbow at Oki. Also look out for an incident eastbound Sahara at Sandhill. On the east side, reduced speeds right now on Interstate 15 southbound through that construction zone there at Spring Mountain. You're going to be tapping the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, 95 southbound. That's past Decatur. A little bit of congestion there on the other side, too, approaching downtown. Interstate 515 northbound past Boulder Highway. And delays on Charleston both directions, mainly between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dezuri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. College basketball, UNLV back at the Thomas and Mack Center Friday, taking on Fresno State. Rebels have won three straight after they beat Colorado State on Tuesday night, getting 17 points from E.J. Harkless in an 83-71 win. The Rebels now 15-7, 4-6 in the Mountain West, while Fresno State has dropped six of their last seven games. NHL, the Golden Knights are off for the All-Star break, where they'll return on February 7th, a Tuesday night, when they take on the Nashville Predators in the Music City. Vegas entering the break, dropping four in a row and seven of their last eight. The All-Star festivities will be taking place this weekend in Sunrise, Florida. Vegas represented by goalie Logan Thompson on the Pacific Division roster. This Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. I'm Tony Dezuri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to the White House and all of the missing classified documents? Professor Jonathan Turley is one of the guys that I always look to. He's the professor of law at George Washington University. He was on Fox last night, and he claims the White House, from people he knows there, that the White House is essentially in a free fall. Listen to this.
So now we have multiple locations, right? Minimum of two, could be three, could be four, could go beyond that. Professor, in the statute, is there anything that addresses degree of neglect?
Well, the standard is gross mishandling, which has been satisfied many times over just by what we know. You don't have to really go thumbing through the code to realize that storing classified material next to your Corvette would be viewed as gross mishandling. Obviously, the prosecutors look at the sensitivity of material, the existence of evidence of intent or knowledge. But keep in mind, these have been out there for as many as 14 or more years. And so even if you didn't know that they were packed or shipped to your location, any knowledge during that period is going to show intent to retain those documents. And so this is still a very serious question, and I think that the Department of Justice is going to be in a tough position now because of how it's handled this. The White House is in a free fall. I mean, they've adopted a position of not answering questions that is neither legally nor practically sustainable. I think the most dangerous spot in Washington today is any point between Ron Klain and the door. I mean, I think that he this exit is going to set a new record in terms of track. But the problem is that the White House is going to have to get a handle on this. Yep. I mean, it
gives them a chance to reset if they want. Right. So a new chief of staff coming in has the ability to say, I'm going to change a couple things around here. And one of the things would be, in my opinion, you got to bring your communications people up to speed early on. They made a huge miscalculation by keeping them in the dark. They didn't have a chance to weigh in. Maybe the decisions would have remained the same. But I have a feeling then you wouldn't have a press secretary who is out there twisting in the wind and a press office who's sitting there looking around going, we can't get traction on any of the things we want to talk about because this stuff keeps happening. And now we're also talking about the University of Delaware. It might not end for quite a while for them, but they have an opportunity with a new chief of staff to at least reset the narrative.
I think that's right. I mean, what's been lacking so far is any evidence of control. This is all the control of a falling locomotive. I mean, they just are watching this happen like they're pedestrians. And you obviously cannot do that. Yeah. But it's also made the situation worse. As Andy has discussed and I've discussed in the past, they have converted most of their legal team into fact witnesses. And that level of compromise makes things even more difficult because those people should be at some point walled off from further work on these issues.
There you have it. Professor Jonathan Turley on Fox last night. I'm just telling you, the Biden administration has totally lost it. All you have to do every night, or even if you watch the press secretary's briefing, it's just it's hard to watch. I mean, it's painful. As a guy that watches a lot of this stuff, and I consume a lot of this stuff, what we've got now is Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, it's just awful. I mean, it's painful having to watch this stuff day in and day out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ right now.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar for your trade? All the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors. Come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, stock number NN36483. 2022 Ram Warlock. Stock number NS174994. Most financed to Chrysler Capital.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hello, this is meine Auto. And this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. And options. And meine key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is official. Ilhan Omar kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives along party lines. And not unexpected. But it turns out, and that's what's so amazing about what you see in Congress today, Ilhan Omar isn't the only one losing committee seats. It turns out there are Republicans in the Senate who are losing seats. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story all morning. I think we both kind of shook our head when we, you know, kind of scratched our head and said, what the hell is this about? What is this about?
Well, I mean, you heard how upset, because we played the sound a little while ago, the Democrats were being kicked off their committees. Well, apparently, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is retaliating against a couple of people that voted against him and his bid to be the Senate Minority Leader in the Republican caucus. And it looks to be sound. I mean, the logic is sound here because Rick Scott, a Republican from Florida, and Mike Lee of Utah, they've both been kicked off the Commerce Committee. And basically, Rick Scott has come out and said that he believes it was because that he was against Mitch McConnell being the minority leader. And he even took out some ads in early January. And here's what the ad said in a nutshell. It says, we're on the road to woke socialism and Republicans are just a speed bump. We can't keep doing the same old thing. It's time for Republicans to be bold, speak the truth, and stop caving in. Help us change our party. Join us at rescueamerica.com. So there it is. There is the spot. And apparently that was enough for Mitch McConnell to say, hey, I don't want this guy on any committee. You know, I'm in charge. He's not. I'll just go ahead and do what I want to do. And he did. And apparently one of the supporters of Rick Scott, Mike Lee, was also kicked off because he supported him. And again, McConnell, he said that he was very proud to have a few votes in opposition. He ended up winning the minority position, 37-10 was the final count on that. And he said he was proud of that. But apparently, it looks like he's retaliating against the dissenters.
You know what? It is so small-minded of Mitch McConnell. I mean, really, if this is indeed true and it really is retaliation, it is so incredibly small-minded. I mean, it really honestly is. And one of the guys that's been critical of Mitch McConnell before is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz from Texas. And in fact, he was on with Hannity last night. I don't know if you caught this, but talked about the Department of Justice double standard when it comes to the Biden docs scandal. Let's see if we can squeeze in cut three before we go to break. This was Ted Cruz last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel.
When it comes to Donald Trump, they come after him. Their objective is political. They want to take him down. When it comes to Joe Biden, their objective is to protect him. We now know Joe Biden's homes and offices have been raided by the FBI not once, not twice, but three times. We know that he was raided in November, and yet the FBI kept it a secret. The DOJ kept it a secret. They leak like a sieve when it concerns Donald Trump. But when it concerns Joe Biden, they keep it utterly secret. And the pattern at this point, Sean, is there a place Joe Biden doesn't leave classified documents? This is just becoming weird. It's like wherever he goes, he just leaves a cache of classified documents. And I got to say, This is something I discussed in depth on my podcast Verdict, where I went into the details of this scandal. And in particular, there's a special prosecutor that's been appointed by the attorney general. And there's a way to know whether that special prosecutor is actually trying to follow the law. In poker, you have a tell. You have some sort of signal that shows what you're really doing. Here's the tell. If the special prosecutor is following the law, they will be looking at the connections between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden made a career out of selling access to his father and making millions of dollars from Communist China, from Burisma in Ukraine, and they will be looking at those connections. If they're trying to protect the Biden White House, they will be trying to separate the two and say, well, look at Hunter for his drugs, for his tax evasion, but it's all personal. Don't connect him to the big guy. And I got to say, on that laptop from hell, there are multiple emails right now that on the face of it appear to have been written relying on official government briefing documents. There's one email right before Hunter Biden gets invited to be on the board of Burisma to make $83,000 a month. This email is incredibly detailed. It has 22 points. It's scholarly. It's erudite. It reads like the briefing paper that a government official gets before you take a trip abroad. It reads like a scene setter. Joe Biden was going to Ukraine the very next week, and it raises an obvious question. Did Hunter Biden read the briefing materials Joe Biden was given? Did he cut and paste them and put them in this email? And then here's the $64,000 question. Did those briefers include classified materials? If they did, then Joe Biden and Hunter Biden both likely committed criminal offenses. Now, I don't know the answer to that. I know this email was written by a Russia and Ukraine expert, and Hunter Biden is not a Russia and Ukraine expert. And so the special counsel needs to examine the briefings, and in particular the classified briefings that Joe Biden received at the time, compare them to Hunter Biden's email, and if there is a connection, that needs to be the focus of the criminal case.
Ted Cruz last night on Hannity, and he makes a great case that there is a double standard, a huge double standard. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. Pick up the phone. Call them. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. We got a lot to do as we continue on till 3 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I told you a couple weeks ago how I flew back to the Midwest to celebrate a late Christmas with friends and family. And even though it was delayed a couple of weeks by the big snowstorm, I still heard all of my Uncle Bill's horrible jokes. They were awful. And my Aunt Joette's racy neighborhood gossip. That's yet another reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Dr. Matthew Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 4 or 5 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, you're